Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green, who is Director of Development for the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters. Her reflection is entitled, Broken Promises.
A reading from the Good News according to Matthew. One of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that time on he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples approached Jesus and said, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointed time draws near. In your house I shall celebrate the Passover with my disciples.'" The disciples then did as Jesus had ordered and prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Deeply distressed at this, they began to say to him one after another, "Surely it is not I, Lord." He said in reply, "He who has dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes, as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born." Then Judas, his betrayer, said in reply, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." He answered, "You have said so." And this is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me. It seems to me that of all the suffering that Jesus endured in the course of his passion and death, the greatest suffering might have been that terrible act of betrayal by one of his own disciples. Judas Iscariot had followed him for 3 years, listening to his words of wisdom, witnessing his acts of love and healing, rejoicing with him at the victories of good over evil, and surely laughing out of the sheer joy of a life well lived. Now, at Jesus' final hour, it was Judas who turned him over to the executioners. Is there anyone among us who has not felt the sting of being betrayed? The worst part is that the act or word of betrayal always emerges from a trusting relationship. It could be in the context of a marriage or a friendship or a church or government leader in whom we had placed our confidence, our hopes, and our dreams. By definition, a betrayal involves a broken relationship, love gone sour. Even Jesus recognized that there was something paradoxical about his betrayal by Judas Iscariot with a kiss. Betrayal happens when the one we trusted turns around and says or does something that knocks us off our feet, figuratively speaking. It's like a slap in the face out of nowhere, an unexpected blow from an unnoticed source. Think of Anne Frank and her companions hiding from the Nazis in Amsterdam during the Second World War. One day they heard a knock on the door, and they knew it was over. Someone they had trusted had betrayed them. Think of a woman who discovers that her husband has been having an affair with someone else. Her world falls apart. The one she trusted has betrayed her. think of a lifelong faithful parishioner who learns that his pastor has been abusing children. The church suddenly becomes not a home, but a threatening place where love is no longer found. Trust has been dismantled and lies in shambles. There are too many examples of betrayal in our world. There always have been. The question is not how to avoid them, which is not to love or trust. The question rather is how to respond. The response of Jesus to his betrayer is calm, clear, and consistent with all that he has ever said and done. "Surely it is not I, Rabbi," he answered, "you have said so." And he never stopped loving. What is our response?